This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And in terms of the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then this salah became compulsory during the Isra and the Mi'raj. And the Isra refers to the travel by night from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa. And we know in this journey the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam prayed. And then the Mi'raj, which is the ascension to the heavens. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam ascends to the heavens, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him a gift. Note the term gift. Gift, brothers and sisters in Islam, not a burden, not an obligation. He's given a gift which is an obligation. Why? For our benefit, not for Allah's benefit. Understand this and understand it well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is perfect from ever, and He is perfect forever. Your prostration does not raise His majesty, and your sin does not decrease His majesty. He was the creator before He created, and the most merciful before He showed mercy to anybody. Allah doesn't need to do things to grow His portfolio, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't need you to prostrate so that He can be Allah, the one who is worshipped. He was the one who is the most deserved of being worshipped before anyone prostrated on the ground, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's names and attributes are not a result of His actions, like you and me. The titles we hold are a result of our action. Deserve the title, but with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala it's different. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's actions are a result of His names. His titles are not a result of His actions, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was the creator, Al-Khaliq, that was His name before He created. He never needed to create to be called Al-Khaliq, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is this clear? He was perfect. Allah is perfect from ever and perfect forever. So when Allah gives this salah to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving it for the benefit of the ummah and not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Understand this and understand it well. And that is why Allah says in Surah Fatir, Allah says, Ya ayyuhal nas, antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. O mankind, you are all impoverished and poor with regards to your Lord. Wallahu huwa al-ghaniyyu al-hamid. But Allah is al-ghani. Al-ghani, the absolutely rich perpetually. That's Allah. And He's al-hamid, and we described it today, the owner of all praise. Whether you praise Him or you don't praise Him, or you pray or you don't pray, or you thank or you don't thank, doesn't affect His reality. He's the owner of all praise. This is the reality, brothers and sisters in Islam. That is the reality. It's not that Allah needs us to worship. No, this salah was given as a gift to you and I. That by we worshipping, we will help ourselves. And there's nothing greater in terms of helping ourselves besides the salah, as we see from the lives of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. And this salah, when Allah gave it, He gave it.